Veleidaco Radio está en el aire.
You have reached us. We have reached you. Thank you so much, loved ones, for coming past. This is LA Taco Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your host and selector this evening. Thank you so much again for coming past. Tonight, I'm going to play some music for you. Let me see. I got some William Bell, some The Meltdown from Australia, Beat Mosaic from LA, some Josie Wells. I'm going to start you off with Undisputed Truth, Little Red Riding Hood. It's a burner. Some pretty good stuff. I'm going to follow that up with Sky King and the aforementioned Josie Wales. Thank you again for coming past LA Taco Radio. We are the musical extension of LATaco.com. Sit back, put your feet up, kick your shoes off. Enjoy.
on a bus seem to think we hold the key. Secrets that can set the free.
Why don't you take us? Why don't you take us?
Josie Wales, Hard Time.
All over this world, my brethren. Africans, my wives. You see it? Tell them it's a hard time living in the ghetto. We don't rust off our eyes, face. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. Every day, Babylon for me place. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. We don't rust off our eyes, face. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. Babylon come full of my place. Who them want to brutalize again? When I got big no friend, tell them this destruction must end. Who them want for y'all to put them on like bad bull? If we cry no, yes, we belly full. Look how them do so call we black heart. Must we think some rasta come we push hand cart. Now I some big Benz and BMW and Lexus we a park. It seems like we break them heart. Poor Berlin come out with him woolly patchats. Stand up and oppose in I'm big gun cap. One light they think Selassie I flash. Now him light up
in a big coat, Bob's dreadlocks. It's a hard time living in the ghetto without Rastafari faiths. Yes, it's a hard time living in the ghetto every day. Babylon read the place. Look how them bright and out of heart. Them pussy don't have no sense. Every day them they come and jump over we fence. We work so hard and don't get no recompense. Hey. Push and them a shove. Want to become living at them 34. Come, we have to live on deals. We have to chill. Tell them, go to Elkar after bond with them skill. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. We don't must have our right fates. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. Every day they want to raid our place. You see, my brethren, them teach us to live like puss and dog. I know them won't come rule we in our own yard. But Rastafari so tough, Rasta so big, Rasta so broad. Babylon no, Selassie is my yard. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. We don't Rastafari's face. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. Every day they want to raid our place. But we so rough and we so tough, we bust up and cuff. Jump out of them black barrier truck. See them a come with them big radio car. I roll them siren and I roar like them was not a war. But when we see the heathen, then we have to stay far. So Selassie and children don't deserve this car. It's a hard time living in the ghetto. We don't trust our far eyes faint. It's a hard time.
Start off the set, Undisputed Truth, Little Red Riding Hood, from 1974, produced, written, arranged by Norman Whitfield. You know his work possibly from working with The Temps, and Marvin Gaye, a bunch of others on the Motown label. Pardon me, loved ones. We followed that up with Sky King, 1975, Why Don't You Take Us, from their LP Secret Sauce. A little bit hard to get on vinyl. And then we wrapped up that set with Josie Wales, Hard Time was the name of that tune. That's from a pretty cool compilation done by our friends at the Dub Club, Los Angeles. The compilation of reggae and dancehall and dub. And the name of that compilation is called Foundation Come Again, and that is out on the Stone's Throw label. Yes. And I hear Fito at the door. He's going to come in. I think he's got some tunes to play. Loved ones, this is LA Taco Radio. We're the musical extension of LATaco.com. A website devoted to taco lifestyle, culture, music, food, fashion. What's up, Fito? Have a seat right over there, dude. And right now, if you check out LATaco.com, you're going to see Tommy Chong's favorite taco place. I swear to God, it's on there. He talks about it. And also, they got a pretty good picture of Edom Crew, which is a combination name for two Polish muralists, Sainer and Betts. And they've been added to the list of international artists with huge productions on downtown Los Angeles walls. Produced by Think Space and Branded Arts. I've seen the pictures, man. It's about a story tall, and it's entitled Mr. Rooster. Check it out on LATaco.com. What's up, Fito?
How you doing, Johnny?
Really good, man. Thanks for coming past. Fito, I asked on the show because, we're just we're like-minded. We like a lot of all the same tunes. And
funk's not dead.
It is not. And I think there's sort of a pure, even if it's newer music, it's got to have sort of a certain nostalgic quality to it, a certain heart to it. Is that the way you feel?
Yeah, the contemporary funk and soul really has that gritty 70s feel.
Yeah.
Like that vintage feel.
Mm-hmm.
You play some of this contemporary stuff and people ask you, like, what year did this come from? And you tell them that it came out this year, mm-hmm. and they can't believe it.
That's a cool thing, man, is a lot of musicians and artists got interest in like replicating the same sounds, and they'll use a lot of the same gear. And even though they're recording digitally, you could put that mic wherever you're comfortable with it, man. Even though they're recording digitally, maybe they're using basic analog stuff and using some of the same amps and techniques and even recording techniques just to capture some of that same music, man. That's pretty cool.
This feel, the warmth of analog.
Yeah. Our friends over at Enfield Studios in Reseda, they specialize in that. The Killian Studios over there in North Hollywood, you know, they try hard to keep it authentic. And Fido here is a DJ too. What name do you DJ under?
DJ Analog Smog.
And you got anything coming up or?
It's a holiday. Really. I just took a little break, you know, to really start digging in the crates again, to focus on finding more new music. Finding old sound.
When you DJ, are you strictly vinyl?
Strictly vinyl, my man.
And any particular anything that comes your way? Are you, well, let me put it this way. Here's a good question for you. Is the music enough, or are you a little bit more on the collector side as well? Do you have some, like, rare stuff that
you'd
be very interested in?
Yeah, I have some very collectible stuff. I'm actually, the song that I picked out is very collectible. Mm-hmm. The Charles Bradley Changes song.
Let's talk about that. There's a, Fido brought some tunes with him. What'd you bring there?
I brought Beat Mosaic, Shape of Your Love. And Beat Mosaic is a local band.
LA band, yeah.
Really cool cats. Mm-hmm. What's up, David?
That dude Rob still in the band?
I don't think so. I can't.
He used to work at the coffee joint I went in, man. I'd get my coffee and we'd talk about soul and funk and stuff.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing is that Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley has a lot of hidden talent that not a lot of people can tap into, but, you know, go to the Scotland Yard and you can find a lot of cool funk and soul bands, you know.
And that's a newer EP. That's, well, I don't think it just came out, but within the last year, right?
Yeah, they said that they're coming out with a new album. They've been actually recording at the Killian Studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
That's going to sound good. What else did you...
I brought in Zillanova featuring Jess Harnen. It's the B-side. It's called The Time It Takes. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool...
B-side to Suicide, right?
Yeah, Suicide. That's a...
Yeah, I used to play the hell out of Suicide on my old show.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Australia.
Yep, Melbourne. And the last one is The Meltdown, Better Days. It's the last two tracks are by a label from Australia called Hope Street Recordings. Mm-hmm. They're fairly new. Not fairly new, but, you know... Mm-hmm. 2003, I think, is when they came out.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. You also, you mentioned earlier, you brought that new Charles Bradley tune.
Yeah, it changes. It's not really new. It came out in 2013, I want to say.
Okay.
And I have a funny story about that. they only pressed up, like, I think, like 500 copies of that thing. Mm-hmm. And they released it for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And I've never stood in line for Black Friday until... They said that they're going to, like, have these out individually for, like, stores or whatever. And I stood out in CD Trader in the Valley for, like, 3 hours. I was, like, the second person in line.
No kidding. Yeah.
In the cold waiting for this 45, you know?
Yeah. Changes, yeah. It's a Sabbath tune. It's a cover from Sabbath, which is kind of odd, you know, but it works, man.
Oh, man, it's just so beautiful.
So let me see. Tell me if I'm right. We got this lined up. We're going to hear... Beat Mosaic from L.A., Shape of Your Love, Changes by Charles Bradley, then Zillanova, and then The Meltdown.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much, Vito, for coming past. Let's listen to some music. And thank you, loved ones. And enjoy. Charles Bradley, that's a powerful tune, man. Next up, Zillanova from Australia. The Time It Takes. This is featuring vocalist Jess Harlan. Enjoy, Love Jones.
Takes to be a river. The time it takes to be the sea. All the mornings and the midnights. All the hours of the years. The time it takes to come together. The time we took to fall apart. And all the cracks between the minutes. I hear the beating of your heart.
Still remember better days.
Tune. I haven't heard that one before.
Better Days.
Better Days. Better Days by The Meltdown from Australia. That's the A-side to the single that was out last February on Hope Street Records, as Vito mentioned. Also on Hope Street Records, Zillanova, The Time It Takes was the name of the tune, featuring Jess Harlan. You said she was in town recently, right?
Yeah, in May.
Yeah. And both of those are available on vinyl and digitally from Hope Street Recordings. Hope Street Recordings out of Australia. Prior to that, we heard that powerful tune by Charles Bradley, Changes. Black Sabbath tune.
Yeah.
It's a cover.
Cover.
And he's got... I was talking to somebody a little bit earlier about his rags to riches story, man. He's got a good story arc. I'm glad.
Very inspirational.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think about kind of that life of worrying about from one bill to the next, you know, and like, you know, the kind of life where if you lose your job and you'll be bankrupt in 2 weeks, you know, and now he's playing like huge world festivals worldwide and stuff. It's pretty cool. And the rumor is he's got a new LP coming out next
April.
This year coming up. Yeah. And then we start off this. What did we start off with?
Shape of Your Love.
Yeah.
Beat Mosaic on that F Spot Records.
Yeah. And you can find that F Spot, yeah. And you can also find it on their website, beatmosaic.com. And it's got that tune and a bunch of other ones. Yes, sir. Fido, what do you, you're in landscape design, is that correct?
Plant design.
Plant design?
Yeah.
What,
plants.
Do you get to, like, flex a little bit of creative muscle?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I get a little weird, you know. Mm-hmm. The orchids.
Orchids.
Pothos.
Mm-hmm. And what neighborhoods do you work, or just kind of all over?
Well, it's all over. Mainly Beverly Hills and Century City. A lot of...
Oh, shit. Okay.
A lot of high-end businesses, high-end homes.
Uh-huh. And what's some of your favorite stuff to work with?
Everything.
Yeah, you mentioned orchids.
Yeah, like orchids and the way that it shapes, because you get the orchid, like, it's naked. Mm-hmm. And you get a pot, you get some dirt, you get some moss, you get some, like, little succulents, you get this, you get that, and then mm-hmm. before you know it, you just created, like, art, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, like color, shape, you know, the elements of design, scale, balance, proportion, color theory, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been big on the number three as well. So, like, it's got to be like a triangle. It's got to be kind of, I don't know.
Okay. So asymmetry and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like and that. Orchids seem like that seems like risky business, man. Right? Because they're so
delicate,
finicky.
Yeah. They usually last for like maybe 2 months. Mm-hmm. But if you take care of it very, very well, it can last for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm. But the flowers don't really, I mean,
yeah,
they
just, don't last.
They just come and go, but you'll get new flowers. I got one on my windowsill, that's not good. And you brought these tunes in today. What are some of your favorite classics, like if you're out DJing?
Oh, man, Baby Huey, Hard Times.
Yes.
That's just like my go-to right now.
So great. So just great. And again, and like a tragic story.
Yeah.
That dude, you know?
Yeah. Very, very tragic. Yeah. And that's the thing, like the good die young, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the thing is, like, some people, man, they just, it's, you know, it's not like Chris Farley. It's like, you know, he got a little bit of success and he kind of felt like he had to, I think he kind of submerged himself in those excesses, you know, that you get with newfound fame.
The decadence.
And I think there's a little bit of feeling like you have to perform all the time, you know, like the camera's always on you, even if you're just in a casual situation, feeling like you have to say yes to whatever people put in front of your face. And that dude, man, he was a big dude. So, like, you know, his heart probably wasn't in the best condition to start with. We're talking about Baby Huey now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Chris Farley and probably a bunch of other people. And it becomes a tragedy.
Yep. You know,
I think he was only like 30.
He was, Andres, like maybe like late 20s or something.
Yeah.
But, I don't have my internet.
But he had some good music. What else?
Let's see, what else? I like, I've been getting into a lot of jazz lately, mm-hmm. like a lot of Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And I like James Brown, you know, that's just hands down.
Did you hear that new, the JBs just came out? They found some old recordings.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the Bootsy Collins stuff. I played a tune on the last show. It's pretty good. It's not like their top shelf, but it's just more, you know, when they kind of just go off. It's not like Pass the Peas or something where it's kind of mega funky. It gets a little bit jazzy. It gets a little bit mellow here and there. But it's pretty fun. It's more for the fans.
Yeah. You know? I was more into the giving up food for fun. That one.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Excellent. I think probably my favorite old record, though, last year was this last year. It was probably Marvin Gaye, Here, My Dear, you know?
Yeah.
And just such a... Do you know the backstory on that one?
That particular song, or...?
Well, the record is... basically, he was with Berry Gordy's daughter, right? And they divorced. And one of the terms was she was supposed to get, like, 50% of whatever his next record did. He was still, you know, he was still in Motown at that time. And so he basically made a record called Here, My Dear. And it's a very introverted, very reflective record. And there's like this one, too, called Anger, and there's a bunch of other stuff. And it's a very personal record. And it didn't do it quite as well as like some of his more party hits, you know, at the time. And I can't say it failed, but it didn't really get, I don't think people really understood it because it was a little more, like I said,
more personal.
Yeah, definitely. But then, when you go back and listen to it now, it was really part of my favorite record he ever did, you know?
Well, the record that I've been really, really into right now, the album, is that new Monophonics one, mm-hmm. The Sound of Sinning.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome. And then that, like, that last song with Ben La Uncle Soul,
mm-hmm.
that was really, really good.
Yeah.
I actually met him, too. I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
I did not know who he was.
Every picture I've seen, he's all sold out. But yeah, like you know, with the shark skin suit or something. Then he comes to LA and he looks like he's...
It's regular,
like,
dude.
He just looks like he's doing laundry.
Yeah.
Anyway, you hanging out for a little bit? You want to hear some more music?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, let me see. Kaja Bonet from LA. She's got this tune called Honeycomb. It's on her EP that was out a couple months ago. The EP is called The Visitor. Kaja Bonet. And LA artist, self-produced. You can find that on her SoundCloud, I believe. I'm going to follow that up with a classic by William Bell, I Forgot to Be Your Lover. That's a powerful tune, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to like it. 1969, that came out on the Stax label. And then Tribe Called Quest, I've been playing their stuff lately. They came out, the Pink, People's Indistinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm is their... They just re-released that on its 25th anniversary with a couple remixes. Usually remixes, could be good, could be bad, but this one worked out pretty well. This is the J. Cole remix of Can I Kick It? It works. Originally out in 1990, now remixed and released 2015. But this is Kajo Bonet that I was talking up. Give it a listen.
Taking the time to share with you love affair. And have I done the little simple things to show you just how much I care? Got to be your lover. And I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you somehow, baby.
William Bell, next up, Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone. Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Sayer. At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. It's the tribe of the game with the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
That's the J. Cole remix, Can I Kick It, from Tribe Called Quest on the 25th anniversary release of The People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. Prior to that, we heard William Bell, I Forgot to Be Your Lover. That's a single version from 1969 out on Stax Records. And then Kaja Bonet led off the set, Honeycomb. And you can find that on her SoundCloud. She's also got a Facebook page, Kaja, K-A-D-H-J-A, Bonet, B-O-N. E.T., check her out. Thanks so much, Fito, for coming by, man, and talking about music and this and that.
Thank you for introducing me to Honeycomb. I was feeling that one.
It's a good tune. You can come by any time, man. As always, loved ones, you can email me at l.a.tacoradio@gmail.com, latacoradio@gmail.com. And I want to thank lataco.com and Jeremy and the We Play Radio Studios for making me sound pretty. And I want to thank you, loved ones, for coming past. And I will see you next week.